Parenting experts say we build better families by balancing work and home life, looking after ourselves, disciplining our children, setting boundaries, communicating effectively, spending quality time together, making joint decisions, comforting each other. There's so many pieces of advice. And these are all practical and helpful, but parenting experts don't mention the one thing that God says we must do to build better families. It's 9 words of scripture from Ephesians 5:21. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Welcome back to the Dad and Lad podcast. My name is Jonathan. I'm the lad. I'm with my dad, Lawson. How are you today, Dad?
Good. Thanks, Joni.
Yeah. This is a ministry of Scripture Union Canada. And today we are looking at the word submission. We've been on a series of speaking about building a Christian home. And today we look at this topic of submission. And it hits us in a variety of different ways because there's so many cultural understandings of this word. Mm-hmm. And so let's jump right in. Here we go. We're talking about a word which is opposite to culture, where the world says stand up for your rights, right? And assert yourself. The Bible is saying submit. And that is countercultural.
Yes.
And so in this Ephesians 5:21 text that we want to look at today in regards to building a Christian home, how are we to truly understand this word properly, submission?
So how would we define it biblically? Mm-hmm. Well, essentially, I think we need to look at it within the breadth of usage within the Bible. And the Bible gives us a number of insights into it. One is that it's something that involves humility. Mm-hmm. And we'll chat a little bit more about that, I'm sure. Another one is that it's something that's not self-assertive. In other words, it puts the other person first. I think of all the one another passages in the scriptures, that sort of links into this as well. It's tied to that is the idea that as we submit to the other, we empower the other. So it's about empowering others. And quite practically, that means it's putting the needs of our family ahead of our own. It's caring for our husband or our wife as much as we would care about ourselves. So that's all part of submission as well. Obviously, it touches on the issue of rights. It's understanding that that while there are basic human rights that are necessary, it's actually putting some of my rights aside for the good of the other person. And that would be a big subject to look at in and of itself.
Yeah, so maybe just to wrap, kind of just to bring that back, is submission, you use the word servanthood, and empowering.
Yes.
As we understand the word submission. Now, another key word in the scripture is another. And that seems to seem that it needs to be mutual. And we're talking about within a home, so husband and wife.
Right.
Particularly. That's not always been the understanding when we look at the scripture, because even within Christian circles, there's been a lot of different understandings of this that, and we're not going to get into the gender roles and leadership of churches and how things and what it means to be the head of the home. But there is a sense that actually this umbrella term starts with another before it gives specific instructions to husband and wife, that the another is a mutual agreement.
Yes. In fact, one of the things that I only realized a few years into being a Christian, as you know, I came to faith in Christ just before my 19th birthday. But in the early years of being taught the scriptures, most of the teachers in my day, I'm a boomer, and the teaching that proceeded with the builder generation was that the husband was the head of the home and the wife and children need to sort of be in step with his leading. Mm-hmm. And we tended to start the teaching, well, certainly the teachers then did, tended to start the teaching after verse 21, where it goes on to say, wives, submit to your husbands. Whereas the emphasis should start, as you rightly identify, here in verse 21, submit to one another. I think it's a little different for your generation. How does your generation look at it?
Well, as a millennial, I think we're what you're explaining in your cultural context growing up was the modernity period, right? Which was those core nuclear family values. And sure, there was some good, but we have to recognize there was actually a lot of wrong that was used in putting down and at times
subjugating
women and children in that case as well, right? And now being a millennial, we've gone through a variety of different cultural changes, the feminist movement being a big one. And within all these different cultural changes, we look at scripture too uniquely. And I think from what I see, at least in other millennial Christian families and homes, I would say there is more of a recognition that husband needs to submit to a wife and wife needs to submit to a husband. There is more of another, and obviously that changes within different church denominations and theology. So maybe there's a good emphasis there that we recognize it needs to be mutual. Obviously there's the pros and cons of also learning, hey, what is the role of a man though? And what does it mean to be the head of the home as well? And there's some confusion in that, but we're not going to get into all of that. But that another is so important because it does umbrella this whole topic that has brought, sadly, sometimes a misguided idea of what this scripture is truly getting at. And that's where the last part of scripture is really important because it says, we've talked about submission, we've talked about the another, but it's for reverence for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, if we get this right, we are revering and honoring Christ.
I love that.
And his example. Mm. And
let me jump in on, as you say, his example. Because that's key to all of this, isn't it? It's not just that I'm going to submit to my wife is going to submit to me, out of reverence for Christ, because we both love him. But there's the recognition that Christ himself modeled submission, and remarkably so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we know, he's God incarnate.
Mm-hmm.
But even as he worked with his disciples, as the rabbi who they were following, their leader, even there, we have the story of him washing their feet before a meal because there was no servants to do that. He took the very lowest, most menial task in their little community and took up the towel and washed their feet. And so I think that's another key piece as we just start digging into this, that submission gets down to how do I take up the towel on behalf of the others in my family and how do they likewise take up the towel for others in the family?
Well, and in this series, as we've been talking about building a Christian home, just to make sure we have clarity on this to our listeners, we recognize that a Christian home means that Christ is the head of the home.
Amen.
And that the rest of this Ephesians 5 text, which talks about, then goes on husbands and maybe that idea of headship, it truly is under the recognition that Christ is the head of the home.
Yes.
And that if there is going to be a head of the home, that if the man is the head of the home, it then means that he is the chief servant who will actually, if anything, the chief servant of who should truly be bringing spiritual leadership through their actions and words of empowerment and serving their family. And so we think about this because it is kind of an upside down kingdom of ideas here, this submission. And it's beautiful if we truly grab a hold of it and understand what's truly meaning. It doesn't seem like this could just happen out of our own natural instincts, could it? Like maybe, can we just, if someone didn't know Christ or if we miss that reverence for Christ part, could we do the submission just out of sheer willpower? I know it involves our willpower to serve others, but it seems like not just his example, but we need his power.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good insight because now you're getting to the heart of how we are designed and what our human nature is. And it does beg the question, doesn't it? Is our human nature inclined to serving others? And I think in large part the answer is no. We are inclined to selfishness, not selflessness.
Yeah.
But there are exceptions, even outside of the Christian world. I immediately think of Mahatma Gandhi, who he was phenomenal in terms of how he just put others first and was just so very humble in a way. But then I also want to recognize, as I get back to the text, that preceding the text, and we should always interpret within the context as we know, is a discussion about being filled with the Spirit.
Yeah.
Or as the Greek language unpacks it, be being filled. It sort of emphasizes that this is an ongoing, continuous activity that needs to be taking place in our lives. And so my fullest answer, certainly from the text and theologically, is that no, we can't really submit to others without supernatural help.
Yeah. Because the Holy Spirit will change our will. And maybe that's the idea of it. Like you mentioned, other people have been able to, do great acts of service for others. But if Christ did this perfectly and he gives us his Spirit, then we know that his Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit can change our will in such a way that we actually want to do this for the glory of God and we want to live in this way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we've really broken down this scripture theologically. Let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll talk more practically of how we are to live this out in word and in deed in our homes and with our families. The Dad and Lad podcast is brought to you by the Ministry of Scripture Union. And if it's not obvious enough, we love Scripture. And because of that, we offer Bibles in our bookstore, which you can find at christianbookscanada.ca. You're going to see a range of children's Bibles, adult Bibles, visual illustrated Bibles. So take a look. And we want to be people in God's Word, and we want you to be as well. This is truly at the foundation of what it means to build a Christian home. Families getting into God's Word, meeting with Jesus. So get a Bible from christianbookscanada.ca. All right, let's jump right back in. As we've been talking about submission, parents, and also in marriage, that we submit to one another in our marriages, but also children submitting to their parents and all those instructions, and it's all out of reverence for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that also begs the question, if people don't revere Christ, or if it's contrary to what would actually be healthy and good, do we still need to submit?
Oh, actually, as you say that, it brings back a sad memory for me, actually. When I was dating your mum. Do you still call it dating?
Yeah, that's still a word.
I never know with language as it progresses. I got to the point where I felt to respect my parents, I should ask them what they felt about me getting married. Usually one just thinks of it going the other way, that traditionally, you know, the man would go and ask the woman's parents. But I wanted to ask my parents as well, to show them that I honored them. And I went to my dad and I asked him, and I was quite shocked. He said, well, he says, if you want my advice, I'd never get married. And I don't think you should. And on he went. Now, my parents, unfortunately, were in a bad place and they did get divorced. But I was left in a quandary because I thought, so if I'm supposed to submit to my parents and now my father has told me I shouldn't, what should I do? But then as I processed it, I got to the very place that you're talking about. I recognized my father wasn't a Christian. My father was not giving me godly advice. And so I essentially said to him, I said, Dad, I know you don't think marriage is the best, but I'm a Christian now, and I believe that marriage is something that is God-given and precious, and so I'm going to get married anyway. And I'm so pleased I have.
Yeah.
Been married to your mum now, as you know, for more than 4 decades, and you and I wouldn't be sitting here chatting if that wasn't the case.
Well, there you go. There'd be no Dad and Lad podcast, yeah. I think within, we won't be able to hit all the different details and specifics of people's lives whether you are married to someone who's not a Christian or your spouse, your spouse isn't, or your children aren't, and there's just different families and households and different makeups,
different
within
values,
that, and different values. And that's challenging because if I'm hearing you right, you're not saying, hey, it's not a complete, like, if they're not a Christian, you don't submit. Because there's going to be times actually by showing maybe you're a spouse in marriage where your spouse is not a Christian, but actually to show them the model of Christ that this, I've heard of stories of where, let's say, the wife has come to know the Lord, and then the way they have served and loved their husbands has actually been the testimony and model to then bringing the husband to faith in Christ. But there's so much nuance here because we're recognizing there might be times where it's contrary. If that husband said, don't go to church, and I've heard those stories too, you can't, you know, like, or what are you doing? Like,
or if we jump to children, because later on, as we get to the start of the next chapter here in chapter 6, it speaks about children obey your parents, and obedience is another form of submission.
Yes.
I've often said to children, as I've been teaching them on this, I've said that word obey doesn't mean you do everything your parents tell you. And their eyes light up because they think, I can do anything. And I said, no, hear me out on this. What it means is anything and everything your parents tell you to do that is not contrary to the word of God is not illegal and would not harm you detrimentally. Those are the things you have to do. So there are exceptions that we have to take into consideration.
And that's why this word has to be understood in the full context. And there's there needs to be recognition that there's a variety of different ways that this will play out.
Yes.
I think of many children that come to faith in Christ when their parents haven't. And if those parents don't share the same value of that child wanting to go to church, they can't, in many ways, they shouldn't obey.
Sadly, to get back to my father.
And that's another thing too, right?
Yeah, he
can't submit to that.
Yeah, sadly, he told me I was stupid and ridiculous and needing a crutch when I came to faith in Christ and told me I shouldn't be going to church. But again, that was another one where I said, I'm sorry, Dad. I can't obey you on that. I can't submit to your will on that.
Yeah. Okay, I know we did a bit of a detour there, but I hopefully that's helpful thinking in whatever setting you are in. But now we want to look at how do we truly practice and develop this attitude of humility and submission and service in our home?
Well, I think there's a few things. I think we need to start by realizing that submission isn't something that is demeaning or degrading. It's serving others for the glory of God. So it's actually taking up a greater good. And it works out if we just look at the rest of the passage, it means that you've got to love and respect your spouse.
Yeah.
So the scriptures, as they go on in verses 22 through 33, speak about how the wife is to respect her husband, and we won't have time in this podcast to talk about what that means, and how the husband is to love his wife. And again, neither can do that unless they're filled with the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We need the strength of God to do that. And then it goes on to speak about how children need to obey and honor their parents in the first three verses of chapter 6. So the functional working out of that is something that happens in relationship as we put aside our will for what God wants us to do.
And when we think of that relationship, maybe specifically between parents and children, and how we are to submit to one another, submission doesn't mean you are a doormat and then you actually get and that you can allow, be permissive. And it's actually an empowering word as well, because to serve, if we think about the word to serve, parents, in order to serve their children properly, also mean they need to discipline and instruct their children.
Correct.
And that actually is a way of submitting to one another in that proper, healthy way, that there needs to be healthy discipline
Well, it's interesting that in verse 4 of chapter 6, it then goes on to say, train and instruct your children, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So you're quite right in saying that that is a part of this.
Mm-hmm. So within this recognition of building a Christian home, and we've looked at submission, what would, if families truly live like this, can you just dream with me, what could be the impact on their neighbors, on their non-Christian friends and families, maybe family members who don't know the Lord? Can you envision what would be some of the fruit of truly living like this? Because it says that we do this out of reverence for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what sort of fruit would we see if families truly submitted to one another? Within a family, I mean.
I think one of the things we need to recognize is, and I think you've already used the term, this is very counter-cultural.
Mm-hmm.
So the witness immediately comes in the fact that this is other. This is different.
Yeah, it will be looked at very differently.
And so, yeah, your friends and neighbors, as they interact and come into your home, it's going to be, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Because back in their homes, there's this constant struggle, jockeying for position within the family, trying to get my selfish ends met to a certain point. And now if this was fully lived out, it's suddenly not about me. It's about the other member of my family. It's attending to their needs, putting them first and foremost. And that in and of itself is a phenomenal witness and testimony. I know we had a previous episode speaking about families on mission. This being submissive is another aspect of being a family on mission.
Yeah, it's true. And so it's a holy calling. It's when we build a Christian home on this foundation of submission, in the true word of holiness, being set apart, we'll be set apart from the world around us. And we will display Christ, and He will receive the glory. Well, this has been the Dad and Lad podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Join us another time as we continue on this journey of looking at biblical foundations to having healthy homes and households that will bring glory to God. Thank you.